We are called upon to cherish with high veneration and grateful recollections the memory of our fathers. Both the ties of nature and the dictates of policy demand this, and surely no nation has ever less occasion to be ashamed of its ancestry, or more occasion for gratulation in that respect. For while most nations trace their origin to barbarians, the foundations of our nation were laid by civilized men, by Christians. Many of them were men of distinguished families, of powerful talents, of great learning and of preeminent wisdom, of decision of character and of most inflexible integrity. And yet not unfrequently they have been treated as if they had no virtues, while their sins and follies have been sedulously immortalized in satirical anecdote. The influence of such treatment of our fathers is too manifest. It creates and lets loose upon their institutions the vandal spirit of innovation and overthrow. For after the memory of our fathers shall have been rendered contemptible, who will appreciate and sustain their institutions?